don't know what to do for my next holiday. Have you ever tried rafting?
Yeah, actually, I was a camp counselor one time for this high school program, and we did a week-long rafting trip in Utah. I can't remember the name of the river, but there was about 20 kids, and we carried all of our food and camping equipment on the rafts. So we would pack all the students would help pack up everything onto the rafts. We would go down the river for about 3 or 4 hours a day. Then we'd stop at a camp spot. We would have to take all of the food, all of the camping equipment off, and then the students would have different roles. So some students that day were in charge of cooking food, for example, and they had, prepared a menu and all the ingredients for that day. Other students were in charge of setting up all of the campground, the tents. Other students were in charge of building the fire and
Sounds
so
like the
on.
students are doing a lot of work. What did you do?
We're organizing, making sure they're all on their roles,
Organizing.
cracking the whip.
So you stayed in a different place each night?
Yeah, it's so we were, camping. We actually had to carry every supply that we needed for an entire week and carry it all on the rafts.
Did anything go wrong?
Yeah, it got very cold for a few days, and a couple of students actually, we went through rapids. So I don't know, do you call it the same in
Yeah, was that
British
exciting?
English? It's exciting, but it was a very cold day and it's very rough. So a few students fell in. And
What happens when they fall in?
it's very dangerous. Everyone wears a life vest. So I think they are all able to swim anyway, but you have to wear a life vest, and they teach you to try to face your feet downstream because there are many rocks and things like that. So
Oh,
if
so
you're,
you don't hit your
that's right.
hit
If you're
yourself.
going head first, then you could, the water's moving quickly, so you could hit a rock or something. So you try to go feet first, and then everyone has a paddle, so we try to paddle the raft over to them as quickly as we can, pull them back in. But, we're still maybe an hour and a half from where we were camping. So being completely wet like that, you're so cold until we get back.
It sounds like an incredible holiday. Did anyone take a camera?
Oh, of course, yeah, there's tons of pictures on it. But what I find most about trips like that, sometimes when you're so cold and everything like that, you feel terrible, you feel miserable, but it's such a group experience. Like, you really get close to everyone, and you feel so much closer to everyone after you've gone through a challenging experience like that.
After you've had to
And
pull your friend out of the
that's
water.
right. That's right.